From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. President Obama outlined his blueprint for cutting the deficit today. It's a stark contrast to the plan put forward by House Republicans last week. The president's plan relies on a combination of spending cuts and tax increases to stem the tide of red ink. Mr. Obama returned to his campaign theme that we're all in this together. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the president insists the argument isn't just about the size of the budget, but about competing visions of the kind of country in which we live.
Up until now, President Obama has been testing the waters in the deficit debate. Today, he jumped in with both feet. The president spelled out a plan to cut the deficit by $4 trillion over the next dozen years. That's almost four times the deficit reduction called for in the president's own budget proposal just 2 months ago.
We have to live within our means. We have to reduce our deficit, and we have to get back on a path that will allow us to pay down our debt.
The plan calls for broad but targeted cuts in both domestic and defense spending. It also includes automatic across-the-board cuts if deficit targets aren't reached by 2014. In addition, Mr. Obama wants to raise tax revenue by limiting deductions and closing tax loopholes. And he again promised to end the Bush tax cuts for families making more than $250,000, a pledge he reluctantly went back on last December.
We cannot afford $1 trillion worth of tax cuts for every millionaire and billionaire in our society. We can't afford it. And I refuse to renew them again.
Mr. Obama acknowledged raising any tax amounts to heresy for many Republicans. Sure enough, House Republican leader Eric Cantor vowed to oppose that part of the president's plan.
As we approach tax day in a few days in this country, it is just foreign to most people to think that we're going to address our problems by raising taxes on the very people we expect to jump back into the game to create jobs, and those are our small business people.
Later this week, the House is scheduled to vote on a Republican budget proposal drafted by Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. Like the president's plan, Ryan's budget would cut the deficit by about $4 trillion. But because Ryan does not include any tax hikes, in fact, he cuts taxes for the wealthy, his plan relies on much deeper spending cuts. Mr. Obama says those cuts would fall disproportionately on the elderly and the poor.
And I don't think there's anything courageous about asking for sacrifice from those who can least afford it and don't have any clout on Capitol Hill. That's not a vision of the America I know.
Mr. Obama also took aim at Ryan's Medicare proposal. The president himself tries to wring more savings out of Medicare with a tougher cost control panel and steps to limit the cost of prescription drugs. But he says Ryan goes too far by converting the program for future retirees into a system of subsidized private insurance.
It says instead of guaranteed health care, you will get a voucher. And if that voucher isn't worth enough to buy the insurance that's available in the open marketplace, well, tough luck. You're on your own.
Mr. Obama vowed to fight any privatization of Medicare or Social Security, but he also challenged those on the left who say these entitlement programs shouldn't even be part of the deficit conversation.
Indeed, to those in my own party, I say that if we truly believe in a progressive vision of our society, we have an obligation to prove that we can afford our commitments.
In classic Obama style, the president tried to position himself as the thoughtful man in the middle, challenging Democrats and Republicans to reach a compromise. A bipartisan group of senators, known as the Gang of Six, has already been working on a deficit-cutting deal. Today, Mr. Obama called for his own Gang of 16, with four Republicans and four Democrats from both the House and Senate. He wants them to start negotiating with Vice President Biden early next month.
I don't expect the details in any final agreement to look exactly like the approach I laid out today. This is a democracy. That's not how things work. I'm eager to hear other ideas from all ends of the political spectrum.
Mr. Obama says his goal is to reach a final agreement by the end of June, just before the drop-dead date for raising the nation's debt ceiling. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.